Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. It's Sunday morning in Bogota, Colombia. My flight from the U.S. landed at 5:30 a.m. I've had an hour or two of catch-up sleep in my cozy hotel room, but there's a huge commotion outside my window, and despite my jet lag, sleep has become impossible. So I haul myself out of bed, raise the shades, and throw open the double-sashed windows, and there's a fiesta going on below me. The four-lane downtown street is choked with traffic, but not cars. Instead, it's wall-to-wall bicycles, tricycles, and rollerblades. Whole families are on wheels, enjoying a rare sunny morning in this high tropical city. Vendors sell mango and strawberry juice squeezed while you wait. And the three coffee shops on the lower level of my hotel are filled with patrons enjoying Juan Valdez's finest. Incredibly well-behaved dogs are everywhere, almost none of them on leashes. And the grass of the park is filled with picnics, soccer games, and yoga classes. Who sleeps when there's a party going on? So I dress, grab some coffee with everyone else, and go out to enjoy the day. And I wind up with friends and half the population of Bogota, I think, having dinner in Usaquén, an old village that is now filled with artisans and food carts, marveling at what a day can bring. This party on wheels is known as the Ciclovía. Two of the busiest streets are closed to cars, and rental bikes are provided for those who don't have them. You can ride for miles all over Bogota, and it's become so popular that other cities have borrowed the concept since it began in 1974. Why am I telling you all of this? Because when I travel to teach positive discipline, I love to watch families in action. And there were hundreds of families in action on that Sunday morning in Bogota. Over the years, I've had the privilege and fun of teaching positive discipline in Singapore, Colombia, Canada, Egypt, and Australia. I'll be spending most of May in China and will be off to Spain in November. Totally aside from the fact that I love to travel and teach, it's been fascinating to meet and work with parents and teachers in different countries and cultures. In Bogota, when I wasn't enjoying the people and the lush countryside, I was mentoring parent educators who were teaching parenting classes there and doing a workshop for professionals and teachers. Here's what I've learned. No matter where I go, people are far more alike than they are different. Parents, whether they speak Arabic, Spanish, Mandarin, or English with a different accent than ours, love their children, want the best for them, and often wonder if they're doing a good enough job. All of them want to learn how to encourage their children to be respectful, responsible, capable, and happy human beings. I've been welcomed with gracious hospitality, generosity, and amazing food. Way too much amazing food. And I believe that by starting conversations about connection and respect, all of us are working to make the world a better place. A woman in Cairo told me in 2012, "Let the men go to Tahrir Square and fight. We will change Egypt from the bottom up, one family at a time." There's so much misunderstanding, fear, and hatred in the world right now. It can be deeply discouraging to watch the evening news or read the paper. But I get to see something different than the networks are presenting. I see people everywhere working to create communities where parents, teachers, and children can live and work together with respect and dignity. It's actually quite simple. If we each do our own small part, the world will change. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.